A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, January the 18th, 2018. Welcome to our women's segment, the Women's Round Table, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are discussing the call by the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce for women to take advantage of some of the business conferences and opportunities being offered by both the government and private organizations to ensure that they are not left out of the development of the country. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can call us directly on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And a live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave. Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But ladies out there, as you know, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina chemadzimai musakanganwe.
We are also on the digital media. Don't forget to like our Facebook pages on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7 as we are now live streaming on those platforms. Join in the conversation right now.
And don't forget that you can also get us on the internet. So you can go ahead and go to www.voazimbabwe.com or www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com. And you can also reach us there now as we are also live streaming on those pages. Welcome again, or if you're just joining us, welcome. Today on the Women's Roundtable, we're discussing the call by the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce for women to take advantage of some of the business conferences and opportunities being offered by both the government and private organizations to ensure that they are not left out of the development of the country. What are your views on the issue, PJ?
And the president of the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce, Divine Ndlugula, made this call following a poor showing by women at the Business Club Business Summit held at Mikkel's Hotel in Harare today. The meeting was addressed by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. The president also addressed a youth meeting in Harare as part of his preparation for the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Very soon.
And PJ, some critics have been calling for the president Mnangagwa to have a gender-based cabinet and put more women in influential positions. But others are, however, saying that women need to aggressively demand their space and should not be intimidated by the lack of adequate representation at government level.
Yes, and let's take a listen to what some of the participants at the business conference held in Harare today have to say.
Well, the main reason why there are fewer women here is a question of attitude within ourselves. It's a mindset where women believe they don't belong to spaces like this, where big business is being discussed. It's unfortunate, that's the thinking, but it's a mindset we need to work on to ensure that more women begin to see that we belong in this space where, you know, issues of economic growth are being talked about. We need to be there in our numbers, and we keep encouraging women to come to such spaces.
The presence of women in this sort of fora is very worrying, particularly for me, because then at the end of the day, we need to make sure that the aspect of gender parity is addressed, it is dealt with, it is captured correctly, because ultimately the women carry the responsibility of implementing. Remember that even after leaving this, it is the women that eventually go and implement. So we want to see women at the forefront. Our constitution actually provides that 50% must be women, and today we're 10%. We want to see more women discussing, being part of the dialogue, being part of the decision-making, being part of the policy-making. And that must happen sooner rather than later, so that total development and progress is made for us.
To me, that was the most disappointing issue from this morning, and it's certainly something that I'm going to take on board if I ever get the opportunity to organize such a summit. His Excellency noted it as well. The problem is that the guest list was not compiled only by the Zimbabwe Business Club. It was compiled in other offices. And those offices were really concerned that key players in industry, in investment, would be represented. But as we know, the gender balance is very much tilted against women. So even in those key institutions, we tend to find more men than women. So it is really for that reason that we find that we had many more men than women. But even so, I believe that there are things that we could have done to try and ensure that the critical voices from women's business, from women's groups were heard. And I will certainly take that on as a lesson in the future should we ever organize such a summit.
We heard there from Mrs. Divine Lukula of the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce, and we also heard from businessman Shingi Munyeza and also lawyer Petina Gapa, who we last heard from. They also talking, they were at the meeting today, PJ, at the Mikus, and they're highlighting that it was disappointing not to see women actually as participants. Actually, Ms. Petina Gapa was on the panel, so she's one of the women who were there. So very interesting take there coming from those three.
Yes, yeah, quite interesting. And for the past few weeks that you've been away, we've also touched on the subject of his cabinet himself, the president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, that it doesn't comprise, there is no gender balance in his cabinet itself. And I heard there from Petina Gapa that he also admitted that the compilation of the speakers on this meeting was really balanced against the women.
Yes, including, you know, I think one of the people that actually attended was saying that, like what Ms. Petina Gapa was saying, the president himself actually highlighted that he was disappointed at the lack of women at the conference. So I'm hoping that he takes that as a cue. Maybe women are saying, yes, if we're not there, you're going to notice. So, you know, next time we'll see something happening. I don't know. Let's wait and see.
It's also on the part of women. It's their job now to advance that admission that there are no women. There were no women at that meeting, but there is also no women in his cabinet.
Yes, that's an interesting take.
I hope that's an opening in itself. Siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje uhlelo asihluzeni bomama lapho esihluza khona izangikhathaze izandihluphe izandithuthuke ezabesifazane. Lamhlanje sikhangelaye abesifazane abakumabhizimusi abaphumelelayo lamacebo abangasinika wona ukuthi abanye abesifazane labo baphumelele kusimo saseZimbabwe esisaziyo ukuthi yenanana umnotho welizwe awumanga kakuhle, ezombusazwe lazo azimanga kakuhle. Nanku phela abesifazane lokho bekhalaza ukuthi abalakumelwa okugcweleyo kwezombusazwe ikakhulu ebandleni elibusayo kwamanje leZANU-PF, ikakhulu kuhulumende lapho ke umnomzana umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa akethe khona idale lakhe labamphathi ntambo ele cabinet, kodwa ke abesifazane kukhanya vele balutshwane. Singakhangela njalo lasedale lephalamende, uzananzelela ukuthi abesifazane labo balutshwane. Ezikhundleni zaphezulu zeZANU-PF abesifazane balutshwane. Sikhangele njalo la mabandla ezombusazwe amanye anjengabo MDCT, uzafumana njalo ukuthi abesifazane abananzwa kangako njalo kabahlonitshwa. Ingathi ke lamhlanje uhlelo lwethu lukhokhelelwe umhlangano enziwe lamhlanje ili uqoqwe ngabehlanganiso yeZimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce for Women, ukuthi nanana labo baphatheke abesifazana kwezamabhizimusi. Lapho ke president kume ngathi umkhokheli wale inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce unkosikazi Divine Ndlukula, lapho akhuthaze khona abesifazane ukuthi nanana labo bangene kwezamabhizimusi, baqunge isibindi labo batshikilisane labesilisa kwezamabhizimusi. lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni owenziwe lamhlanje eMichael's Hotel lapho khona lo mongameli Emerson Mnangagwa laye kade khona bakunanzelela ukuthi abesifazane kade bebalutshwane khona lapho emhlanganweni lo okukhalaze abaningi okugoqela oligqwetha ingcwethi yezemthetho unkosazana Phethina Gapa la ikhulumileyo ukuthi nanana ababebalutshwane ngempela abesifazane kodwa ke laye umongameli wakutsho ukuthi nanana akathakazelalanga akajabuleli ukuthi abesifazane bebengekho kulomhlangano ikoke ekade ngikutshela uMavela sikhathi esikuthi asibeke isibonelo esihle kumbe ukuvuleka kwethuba lokuthi bakhulumisane lomongameli Emerson Mnangagwa ukuthi laye agoqele abesifazane kumbe ngithi afake abesifazane akhethe abesifazane ukuthi bakhokhele ingatsha ezehlukeneyo zikahulumende ngoba kudale lakhe labaphathi nabo le cabinet lenangokwalo alilabo abesifazane abaningi ibandla lakhe ebukhokheleni alilabo abesifazane abaningi ngaphandle kuzanu PF lapho kukhethwe khona unkosikazi Opa Mchinguri Kashiri ukuthi abe ngumgcini sihlalo wezanu PF otherwise kwezinye izihlalo zonke kulabesilisa
ichokwadi icho PJ kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi muchirongwa che Women's Roundtable chemadzimai tiri kutarisa kurudziro iri kupiwa iyo nemutungamiri wesangano reZimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce amai Divine Ndlukula vari kukurudzira madzimai kuti aiwa madzimai gore rino wanikwa iwo muchipinda munyaya idzodzi dzemabhizimisi mai Ndlukula vanga vari kuti ivo nhasi vanga vari pamusangano wanga uri kukokerwa kuMichael's Hotel wemabhizimisi asi vazhi inji vanga vari pamusangano uyu vanga vari varume uye zvemusangano uyu wawanikwa iwo uchipindwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vataurawo zveivo kuti vanga vari kuda kuona madzimai achiti wandei kumisangano yakadai asi sekutaura kwatamboita naPJ kuti chimwe chiri kunyanyo netsa vamwe ndechekuti iyo hurumende yava Mnangagwa haina makurukota emadzimai akawanda saka ndo zvimwe zviri kuchema chema vanhu asi amaindukula vari kuti aiwa izvi hazvifande ku dzorai mumashure semadzimai endai kana muchinge madeedzwa kumisangano yakadai nekuti ndiko kunobva waro wekuti nyika iri kuenda sei imomo maturi kupinda umo regai timbonzwa zvataurwa namai Ndlukula pamusangano uyu
kuti kutya madzimai tichiri kunaka kutya kwokufunga kuti kana zvo zvazvino zvine mapuresidendi zvaane nemakambani makuru zvoita seunonzi aisi nzvimbo yedu tinoona sef is not our space ndo nzvimbo yedu saka tiri kuedza patinogona through maorganizations atiri kubatsira nemadzimai kuti vazive kuti inzvimbo yedu tiri kuda kutopinda iwoyo mabhizinesi makuru iwayo saka tiri kuramba tichingokurudzira madzimai kuti ngavauye ngavasashota ngavasashayikwa kwavanzwa kuti kune izvi kudawa zvimabasa anoita kuti vabudirire ngavasvike ngavasafunga kuti indima yevarume chete
kuratinaro muzimbabwe ndingataura kuti imimi kana pamaona even vauya vehurumende madzimai amaona mangani saka inyaya inotobatidzirana nyika yose kuti tisimudzire madzimai zviri deliberate zviri sustainable kana zvinoramba zvichiitwa nguva nenguva kuitira kuti vaonekerwa nekuti ivo tichibva muno mumahofisi munomu tiri kuenda kumadzimai vasara vakabata zvinhu vasara vakabata mhuri vasara vachiendesa vana kuzvikoro vasara vachiita basa rakatokoshesesa chairo saka zvakakosha kuti vange vari mumamiting akafana neanaya kuitira kuti ivo vazive kuti policy framework kana mataurirwo ari kuitwa zvinhu izvi ndiwo here nokuti kazhinji kacho ndiwo maimplementers kana ndiwo vanozoita basa racho saka chiripo ndechekuti tinoda kuti madzimai edu abudirira avanikwe constitution yedu inotaura kuti 50% representation inofanira kunga iripo ndo zvatoda kuona izvi nhasi kwakune less than 10% saka toda kuona zvichisvika kuma 20 30 40 50 nenguva iri shomanana inotevera
PJ tiri kunzwapo vamunyeza vamiramira zvakare vachiti ivo vachitsinira mashoko amai Ndlukula kuti aiwa madzimai ngavawanikwe vachipindawo kumisangano yakadai nekuti ndipo kunobva waro wekuti nyika iri kuenda kupi asi taita rombo rakanaka PJ kwakune mutori wedu wenhau Patricia Mudadigwa anga ariko toda kuti timbonzwa kuti musangano uyu wanga uri wei chaizvo chaizvo saka regai tiende kuna Mudadigwa tinzwe kuti zvii zvaaonawo pamusangano iwoyu
vemabhizimusi nenyanzvi dzeupfumi vakurudzira mutungamiriri wenyika vamunangagwa kuti vazadzise mashoko avo ekuti utungamiriri hwavo huchakoshesa kuitwa kwemabhizimusi kwakasununguka munyika pamwe nekuudza vekunze kuti mari dzavo dzichange dzakachengetedzeka muzimbabwe muzvina bhizimusi Dr. Shingi Munyeza vati tarisiro yavo ndeyekuti vamunangagwa vazadzise zvavanotaura munyaya dzemabhizimusi vamunyeza vati vamunangagwa pavanoenda kumusangano wedavos vanofanirwa kutora mukana wekunochinja maonero anoitwa zimbabwe nevemabhizimusi vekunze
asi chiripo ndechekuchinja kana kushandura maonerwo anoitwa zimbabwe kana maonerwo anga achiitwa zimbabwe kusvika panguva ine saka davos zvekuti ceo venyika ndivo vari kuenda ikoko zvisati zvaitika zvakatokosha izvo nekuti vanhu vachabvunza mubvunzo ende zvandinodira president vatinavo iye zvino ndezvekuti havanzvengi mubvunzo vanopindura sezvauri kana zvichigoneka vanhu vataura kuti zvinogoneka kana zvisingagoneki now mainvestors ndo zvavanoda havadi munhu ari kungotaura ari nechemudenga denga omu vanoda munhu waanotaura naye kuti kana tikauya tikaona izvi zvisingaitike tozoita sei vari kuratidzawo hanya yekuti ivo vari accessible saka ndo zvakanaka izvo narrative kana kuti maonerwo anoitwa zimbabwe anotoshandurwa nekuti ivo vaenda hakuna zvatinowanzotarisira zvekuti kwazouya mari yakawanda aiwa inyaya yekuti maonero achinje kutaura kuti vanhu vanoda kuunza mari yavo kana kuinvesta kunoku zvinge zvakatochinja vabva vatotanga kuuya zvichatitore hazvo nguva izvozvo asi tine tariro yekuti zvaakuchifamba mugwara rakanaka
vamunyeza vati semuzvina bhizimusi vari kufara zvikuru kuti hurumende yavamunangagwa ine hanya yekugadzirisa zviga zvehurumende zvaitadzisa kubudirira kwevemabhizimusi
hai zvinofadza chatinowanzotarisa pane vatungamiriri venyika vepolitics ndechekuti vape gwara renumber 1 kuti pane policy framework iripo number 2 kuti iyo government yacho ine political will kana kuti ine hanya nezvekuita nebasa iroro kuitira kuti zvienderere mberi mapolicies edu anga asina kumira zvakanaka saka zviri kuitika izvi zviri kuratidza kuti government iyi yaane shungu nehanya nekugadzirisa mapolicies anga asiri right
vanotungamira sangano rezimbabwe national chamber of commerce SNCC amai divine dlukula vatiwo semadzimai vari kufadzwa netaridzo yekuti nyika yavhurika uye tarisiro yavo ndeyekuti vimbiso yekuti vanhu vaite mabhizimusi vakasununguka ichazadziswa amai dlukula vatiwo mukana wokuita kuti mabhizimusi asununguke zvinoita kuti mhuri dzibudirire
semadzimai tiri kuona nyaya yakanaka zvikuru kuti nyika yavhurika kuti vawane vawane mukana yokuita mabhizimisi avo vabudirire nyika ibudirire nedzimhuri dzichibudirira zvakare saka tinotozvikudza zvikuru tinongotarisira kuti sokutaura kwavanoita president tinotarisira kuti zvichaitwa nenzira iyoyo nemazvo zvikangoitwa saizvozvo hatitondona kuti nyika yedu inochinja manje manje
kweta uyezve vari munyora nemukurumbira muzvare petina gapa vatiwo vari kutarisira kuti vamunangagwa vatore mukana wokuenda kudavos kunochenesa nyika kuti haichaiti zvemirishonga kuitira kuti vekunze vanoda kuzoita mabhizimusi vave vakasununguka
mutungamiriri ari kuenda kudavos akamirira kwete iye chete kwete hurumende chete akamirira nyika yese yezimbabwe zvakadaro takatarisira kuti achataura kune vanhu kuti zimbabwe yavhurika kuti vanhu vanokwanisa kuuya and pavanenge vachiuya kuno vanobatwa nerunyararo hapana mhirizhonga inenge ichiitika vataura zvakare kuti zvakaitika kare zvakaitika kare tinofanira kuti titarisire kumberi saka isusu tinovimba kuti pavanenge vachienda pavachaenda kudavos vachaenda neshoko iroro rekuti iye zvino tavhurika uyezve takatarisira kumberi
vachipindura zvataurwa vamunangagwa vaudza vemabhizimusi ava kuti hurumende yatotanga kugadzirisa hwaro hwekuti mabhizimusi abudirire vatiwo aya ndiwo mashoko avo kune vemabhizimusi kusanganisirawo vekunze ekuti zimbabwe yavhurika kune vemabhizimusi vese
First point is that Zimbabwe is open for business. What that means to each one of us
chekutanga ndechekuti zimbabwe yavhurika kune vemabhizimusi zvogona kureva zvakasiyana-siyana kwatiri asi nhedzisiro ndeyekuti tikupa mukana vemabhizimusi vaite vakasununguka tinobvumirana tese kuti tatadonha zvakanyanya munyaya dzeupfumi zvekuti tofanirwa kushanda pamwe chete kuti tizvigadzirise. Vekunzi vanozongowedzerawo pane zvatinenge taita kana tashanda pamwe chete takabatana.
Musangano wa World Economic Forum uri kutanga musi wa22 ndira. Aka ndike kutanga mutungamiriri weZimbabwe achienda kumusangano wa World Economic Forum mushure mekusaita izvi kwemakore akawanda pasi pehurumende yava Robert Mugabe, iyo yakabviswa nemauto gore rapera pasi pechirongwa cheOperation Restore Legacy. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndine Patricia Mudadigwa.
We heard their very comprehensive report, PJ, from one of our reporters on the ground, Patricia Mudadigwa. But we are lucky we actually have one of the participants that was at the event, Debbie Peters, a young entrepreneur, businesswoman. She's a blogger. She's social media, everything. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm good, marvelous. How are you?
I'm great. Tell us a little bit about this meeting today. What's your takeaway?
Well, Zimbabwe is feeling very optimistic right now. We are we have a dynamic new president and a cabinet. And as you heard, you know, the president even has a real-time performance measurement system. Mm-hmm. He has this dashboard where he's tracking what the ministers are doing with colors to see who's doing well.
Wow.
So I'm expecting a lot from our government.
I heard also from some of the participants there that the gender representation was not looking very good. There were not as many women. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'm not sure about the publicity of the event. Mm-hmm. I heard about it this morning when Neville Muchangwa called me, and I came in from New York yesterday, so I rushed over there. I would say maybe a quarter of the attendees were women, and it was, the event was organized by the Zimbabwe Business Club with Tina Gapa, who's based in Europe, and Caleb. So Patina had a panel discussion at the end, which they added. But just in general, I mean, women were not really that involved. And there was maybe one or two women who asked questions.
And what did the president, what did President Mnangagwa actually say? I think I spoke to you earlier on and you mentioned that he did actually highlight that there was a lack of women attendees. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the president acknowledges the lack of gender balance in Zimbabwe, whether at corporate level or with the new cabinet. As you know, initially we had maybe one or two women in the cabinet, and there was a bit of an uproar, and they added the Minister of Labor.
Mm-hmm.
And recently I spoke to the chairman of NASA, Robin Vela, about his portfolio companies. And saying the same thing, you know, there's not enough women who are on boards in Zimbabwe at the top management level, even though there are a lot of educated women. And, you know, women are in the majority in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
But what the president said was that the economy is tough. And in tough times, when the cake is small, obviously the men are in positions of power. So it tends to benefit more than women. And if anything, I think women have lost ground from where they were, say, 20 years ago, both in government and in corporate life.
Mm. Maybe to just round off, Debbie, I don't know how much time you're going to give me. If you're still available, would like to take somebody in, Debbie, we can push on hold. But if you'd like to go, I can just ask you one question and we're done. How is your time?
It's evening here.
Okay, so please hold on. We're going to go over to PJ. She has somebody that we want to speak to in the village. So please hold on. Go ahead, PJ.
Yeah. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo lethu Nkosazana Victress Matutu.
Ngiyabonga, salibonani.
Yebo. Mnyaka omutsha. Angikholi ukuthi sike sakhuluma sonke kulo mnyaka ka-2018.
Asikakhulumi lokho esisele ku-2017.
Ku-2017. Ngigcine ngomnyaka ophelileyo. Namhlanje sihlaziya udaba lwabasifazane kwezamabhizimusi. Kodwa ke asicini lapho ngoba kube lo mhlangano lamhlanje wezamabhizimusi lokuthuthukiswa komnotho eZimbabwe lapho umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa abekhona wakunanzelela ukuthi abesifazane bebengekho emhlanganweni lo. I-gender balance ibingekho impela. Kodwa ke vele umbuzo olabaningi ngothi vele yena la ku cabinet yakhe uze kunanzelele na ukuthi ngakulabo esifazane abalutshwana nxa lapho esinanzelela ukuthi emhlanganeni walamhlanje kade kula kade kungela abesifazane abeneleyo bebekhona kodwa bebelutshwane wena ke ngesimo esikhona eZimbabwe ubona abesifazane bephumelela na kwezokuthuthukiswa kwamabhizimusi
mina ngingakhala maku kethi cabinet vele ukuqaleni ukuthi abesifazana babethanga kakhulu ku cabinet because mina nganabekho so lokho nje vele khona izinto singabala ku economy la kuma business abesifazana eZimbabwe ukungabi khona kwabomama ku cabinet ka president kuya kuyisa umdlandla kubomama ukungena ezintweni ze business andithi ukuthi ba participate ku economy yaseZimbabwe ngoba kuhle kubheke kuyenza ukuthi sibone ngani sibheke baphansi singabantu besifazane. So kunzima akukho lula nje ukuthi ucabange la ukuzibona usuphakathi lapho kumabhizinisi vele kokuqala singabhekelwa ngaphezulu khona ngazo.
Kodwa
nxa ukuthi ubonile ukuthi abesifazane bebalutshwane emhlanganeni wamabhizinisi akade ubizile I think kuzomnikeza like iclue yokuthi abona ukuthi cabinet yakhe ukuba nabesifazane abalutshwane yikho kwenza ukuthi la ku-economy abesifazane abengabonakali ekuthuthukiseni komnotho waseZimbabwe kumabhizinisi.
Ye. Kodwa lina khona ngapho lise-South Africa liyakhuthazana njengabesifazane baseZimbabwe ukuthi lizithuthukise. Liyenzani khona ngapho?
Yazi, into esesiyibonile ukuthi mase ngasasukumanga thina njengabomama sazithuthukisa thina. Abekho umuntu ozovela ezulwini kumbe from ezweni azofela ukuthi sizithuthukise. Ezithizi manje sicabangile kula ukuthi kunamanye amabhizinisi adominika kakhulu ngabantu besilisa. And we love amabhizinisi adominika kakhulu ngabantu besilisa, yiwo lawa ale mali. Uyabona? So akusikho ukuthi sivalele ukuthi singene. Mhlawumbe ukuthi kufike kuye ukuthi sicabange ukuthi lo ngumsebenzi oyenziwa ngabantu besilisa, abantu besifazane, hayi kumele sithengise amatamatisi emgwaqweni sithole ama-R1 okuyinto engasiletheli eyasifakela ukudla okuningi etafuleni. And njengamanje nje ngikhuluma mina njengo-tele edwendisini imbokodo yilo mama oyi-1 ongene u-construction la e-South Africa warejista ikhampani yakhe i-construction company yakhe buyindlela yethu yokufuna ukuthi siphenetrate sibone ukuthi kubusiness beye-construction thina njengabomama siwasitha kanjani. So silo mama uthenjwe nkomo ungenile manje okukulu sedresestile ikhampani yakhe e-construction okuyindlela yethu yokususuthi omama sibangenise bengibengena kumabhizinisi bengahlalele ukuthengisela izizi lamatamatisi emgwaqweni okungangithaba bekuladela ukuthi vele ngumsebenzi womithi ibhizinisi labomama le. So omama siyazama ukuthi sibafake kumabhizinisi a-different ukuthi bengakusingadabi lothana ukuthi leyi like i-construction manje izinto zakobaba lezifuna izisina kubantu bafrancisila akula kufrancisila wona i-construction company umuntu akwenzayo. It's just ukuhaya abantu bakusebenzele. It's not like most only construction company ungumama kuzabonakala emgwaqweni uthole usakha uvuba udaka and so forth.
Lilakho yini
izinto engalezi sifasaka omama kubabhizinisi.
Lilazo yini inhlelo njengenkuthazo kaMongameli Mnangagwa yokuthi linake abali elisemazweni lisebenzelane labasekhaya lilomcabango na onjalo ukuthi libe lamankampani amakhulu sibili kodwa lisebenzelana phakathi kwabesifazane base South Africa abase South Africa bahlala khona kathesi labase Zimbabwe
vele yazi sisebenza silaphe South Africa siphandle asikufuni ukusebenza sila ukusiphothisayo ukuthi sisebenze silapha yisimo i-aimile ukuthi siyosebenza sisekhaya like manje njengoba kuthiwa seze ukuthi hhayi ku-allocate izimali ezinje kuyathiwa imigwaqo ku-allocate izimali ezinje kuyathiwa lokhu lalokhuyana wona na ama-construction company esifuna ukuwavula la ufuna ukuthi siwasebenzise sisebenzelane labasekhaya lokuthi uma uthiwa kuyaqiwa umgwaqo kube lale-construction ezoyakha umgwaqo le kube yikhampani yabomama ufuna kube lokusebenzisana vele ukuthi noma umuntu singaba la ikhampani lapha sinje sibe layo futhi eZimbabwe noma kube labomama baseZimbabwe bayenza the same company esikwazi ukusebenzisana nabo ukuthi noma singathi siyamaketha umsebenzi flat futhi ayi sekuvule kumsebenzi onje laphana kuyathiwa into enje kubegodini laphana kufuna ukuyathiwa yabona sino the construction yabomama yomuntu ongumama ezathola ithenda yokuyakha egodini.
Ye libona angani inkuthazo enziwa nguMongameli Mnangagwa ile siqiniseko na uthembekile na nxa enxusa abeZimbabwe abaphandle kwelizwe ukuthi babuye bazosungula amabhizimusi eZimbabwe.
Ngicabanga ukuthi inkulumo yakhe leyo kunxusa kwakhe akanashoyi. Because masibhekile manje ama-business people abaningi abaseZimbabwe balakhe South Africa. So ukuthi nje vele azasebenze avuse umkhonomo waseZimbabwe kumele kuthakwenze lokhu ukuthi anxuse abo-business people abalapha eSouth Africa abaseZimbabwe ukuthi babuye ekhaya bezosebenza benze amabhizinisi abo kuvuke i-economy yaseZimbabwe. Inokuthi angiboni ukuthi ngathi kunxusa kwakhe kumbe ukuthi unxusele solutions ngoku. Ngizozwela kumele yenzeke. I think kujenuine ukunxusa kwakhe ngoba ayikho enye into engayenza sithatha yenza kanjani.
Bamthembile na abamabhizimusi abaphandle kwelizwe ukuthi bazazithola izimali zabo.
Kunzima ukumthemba although esenza into kumele ayenze like ngokuthi sengathi nge-background yakhe kumbe nge-background yokubuswa kweZimbabwe akulula ukuthi athembakale uma ikhuluma into enjani. But I think kumele ukuthi kube khona indlela azayenza ngakhona ukuthi abantu baze bamthembe. Mhlawumbe kumele ukuthi uma esenza bekhulume senza yabo. Kungathi ukukhuluma nje ngomlomo but akhulume senza wenze ukuthi uqale ukuthi again itrust from our business people.
Yeah. Hayi, bamba khona apha ecingweni sibe lokho esixoxa. Siyabonga ngokusipha leli thuba lokuthi sixoxe sonke uhlelo lwethu asihluzeni bomama. I was talking to Ms. Victress Matutu. She's in South Africa. She's in an organization that's encouraging women to venture into business companies and so many other projects. So I was asking her if the business people in South Africa, the diasporans, Zimbabwean diasporans in South Africa, really trust His Excellency Mnangagwa that people should come and invest in Zimbabwe. Do they trust him? He said, no, not exactly, because the situation back in Zimbabwe is not really settled so much that they can trust him.
Interesting view right there. Debbie Peters, I'm not Muchiri Popa Narere.
Hi, I'm still here.
Yes, Debbie. Imbopinda mshona mwana wa mai. Timbotaura nejerwa mai panapa. I know ndakasangana newe at another business meeting again at the Crown Plaza when I was in Zimbabwe. Iwewe sekuona kwako we tinoona vamunangagwa vachienda vachinokurudzira kunze kwenyika sekutaura kwaita PJ kuti ku South Africa kuti dzokai kumba. Do you think kuti nyika yagadzirika kuti vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vadzoke madzimai nyanya vachiita mabhizinesi imomo munyika?
Vane chivimbo here navamunangagwa?
Okay, do you mind if I respond in English?
It's okay, go ahead.
I think that you know, I lived in the diaspora for many, many years. I was in the States for 10 years, South Africa for 3, and 2 in Nigeria. So I've been back for 4 years. There is nothing like home. This is a wonderful opportunity. We've been given a new chance. And in all fairness, I still go to South Africa. I was there the other day. The spouses I see there, speaking for all of them, but there's a lot of them who are struggling. They're just getting by from hand to mouth. It's the same thing in the U.S. Home here where you have your home, you have, you know, your family. It makes up for everything. I think that if economy is fixed, if there are jobs for professionals like you, you and my mother went to school together, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, with the education, the experience, the skills that we all have out there, if the economy is, right now we've got like 90% unemployment. If there are jobs again, I'm sure all of you, let's say all of you outside, you would like to come back to Zimbabwe.
But, Debbie, let me just catch you there, just 1 minute. But do you think that, you know, people should put their trust in this call for them to return at this time before things are fixed?
I don't think you should get up and leave wholesale and come back because it's
not, it doesn't make sense. I came back 4 years ago, and I was working in a professional corporate situation until I came back to Zimbabwe. I'm fortunate in that I'm an entrepreneur, and I come from an entrepreneurial family. So Zimbabweans were all traders. We're all hairdressers, nail technicians. The men are all contractors. And we've gotten used to getting by on just small businesses. So there's none of that. If you don't have that inside you, the hustle to stand up on your own, then don't come back. If you need a paycheck and a security of a job, perhaps just wait and see what happens. But as for the rest of us, we're in the system. I mean, we can, you know, sell a tomato tomorrow and get by. And that's how we all survive.
May I interject in there, Marv and Ms. Peters? A lot of people are asking, how do I get, if I'm Gumbo mu Zimbabwe, Gumbo ku America, how do I remit my profits from Zimbabwe at the moment with this cash situation as it is,
and the bank situation? I think we've just lost somebody. Hello? I think we may have lost Ms. Peters. One of the lines just cut, PJ, but... okay. Maybe we can ask her. Magadiko Maicharamba. Hello? 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 Narezacha minister Zikuta PJ.
Nekuti vakawanda, Marv, they are worried that how are they going to get their monies if they invest in Zimbabwe. The situation as it is with the banks, with the cash crisis, they are not able to remit their profits from Zimbabwe to other countries.
Maybe let's try and see if we have somebody, and I'll answer you because that question was asked while I was there. Hello? Hello, Ms. Charamba? PJ, ameno nare zedu zese zinenge zakata asi. Sekutaura kwa uru kuita tombo zokera kutiti taure vangu wakati erera kuti tangatiri kutaura na Miss Debbie Peters. Vaneta iwo mushu na bizimisi. Aru kutaura iye kuti aka mdakadzidza naye. Miss Peters, vaka mbogara muno ku New York, vaka shanda ku Nigeria, vaka shanda ku South Africa, asi vanobva ku Muri agara echiita zvemabhizimisi. Ndosaka ataura kuti ndiri entrepreneur. Ndinobata bata zvakawanda wanda. Saka anga ari kuti iye kuti munhu sekubvunza kwaita ungoti wewe aiwa nhasi ndakusiya basa rangu panapa ndakuenda kutanga basa kuZimbabwe usati wanyatsoona kuti zvakamira sei hazvisi zvinhu zvingaitike pari zvino. Zvinoda kutanga wamboenda uchinoona kuti kwakamira sei wombogadzira tunhu twako uchibvawo kuno kumbijana mbijana wozodzokera zvako kumusha asi ari kuti achitaura kudarozve. Haisi nguva yekuti ungangomira uchitarisa kuti regai timboonawo na Miss Peters variko kuti zviri kufamba sei iwe usiku.
It's not advisable.
Yes, you know, saka ndo zvandanzwawo pane zvavataura. Asi ndanzwazve wavunza question iwo PJ kuti vanhu vakawanda vari kuti ivo vari kushushikana kuti ndikasiya upenyu hwangu hwekudiaspora kwandiri kugara nchingoti ndakunotanga kuZimbabwe nekuti kwanzi iko kunenge kushanaka zvino. Mari yangu ndinozoiburitsa sei? Ndomubvunzo uri kuramba uchibvunzwa nevanhu vazhinji. Ende ndakanga ndiri kuZimbabwe last week, kwanga kune conference yevanhu vanoita zvetourism zvokushanya nekushanyirana. Mubvunzo iwoyo kavunzwa nemumwe anga aripo tour operator achibvunza vamangunjika. Reserve Bank governor vamangunjika vakati ndozvinhu zvavari kutarisa izvozvo kuti vozvigadzirisa sei. Asi vaiti chikurusa kuti iwewe uve nehukama nebhangi rako raunobhangira. Asi kutaura nezvinozoitika zvakasiyana. Saka zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kutaurika izvozvo PJ kuti madzimai mazhinji anoti tiri kunzwa zvamuri kutaura asi tova nevimbo here yekungoti tosiya kwatiri ikoko tongowanikwa taakumusha.
Matutu, uloku kone cimweni? Mumbuzo lo ekate sengifuna ukubuza unkosazana Peters ukuthi kati vele abanengi valombuzo omkhulu othi nxa ngingasungula ibhizimusi eZimbabwe kodwa ngingohlala kwelinye ilizwe ngilakho na ukuthola imali yami. Selike la ubuza la umbuzo lo, ngizayithola njani imali yami iphuma eZimbabwe njengoba kulohlupho lwemali kangaka eZimbabwe?
thina njengoba silapha South Africa siyayizwa yonke le nto yokuthi abantu kumele babuye bazosebenzela ekhaya ama-business people bazekhaya or uku-investa eZimbabwe. Kufuna kuvele kungumbuzo onzima ukuthi u-investa ngani in a country engena currency. Imali yakhona uyithola kanjani? Of course umbuzo esizibuza wona lapho lokhu ukuthi siyafisa mpela uzosebenzela ukuthi yenza ama-business ekhaya, kodwa sizosebenza kanjani uma siyenza uku-export and importing izinto esizithengisayo rom ukuthi uyathengisa ufuna ukuthenga lapho yeZimbabwe, uzofika uthengise ngani, uthenga abantu bathenge i-cocash imali lesemoyeni, then usufuna ukuzobuya bhekhi ngapha uzosebenzisa that cash ukuthi uwode bhekhi again uwoda ngani imali yonke isesesiyi-cocash engase sizothenga out of Zimbabwe.
Selike la ubuza na umbuzo nalo ulithola impendulo bani?
Kahle impendulo esingathi ziyatholakala, impendulo ke yatholakala ukuthi like busa renovator ngendlela ukuthi busa renovator yonke into izaba
in place under renovation.
Yabo busa renovator yonke into izaba, ufuna lokuthi abantu sebuyanqusa ukuthi ungaba right libuye because manje ngazothola ngosani ozanini.
Hayi bamba khona apha ecingweni, marvelous, interesting. I ask it Mr. Matutu, the same question that have you asked this question, and she says yes, we've asked it several times, and with the cash crisis in Zimbabwe, the bank crisis, and the bond note crisis, the eco cash crisis, we've been told that Zimbabwe is under renovations.
Very interesting there, but I think we lost Miss Audrey Charamba earlier on. She represents an organization for people living with disabilities. Miss Charamba Makadigo.
Siripo, do not represent an organization in on the women's space. Tichi tarisa nezvekuita amplify mazwi emadzimai nekukuburikidza nenhau dzebudiriro yemadzimai nekuti vanzwikewo vawanewo mukana pane zvavanenge vachiita mukuburikidza nebudiriro yenyika yedu.
Saka muri kuona sei nyaya pari zvino? Tiri kuona kuti madzimai ari kukurudzirwa kunzi ngaawanikwewo achioneka panyaya dzine chekuita nezveupfumi. Nhasi kwanga kune meeting kuMikuzo Hotel, kwanga kuna vamunangagwa, uyezve vamunangagwa tiri kunzwa kuti vanga vari kuti sei madzimai vari mashoma vari kuuya kumisangano yakadai seyemabhizimisi. Imi munozviona sei?
Toona kutoti panenge panotori nenyaya, nokuti kuti vamunangagwa vange vachibvunza, it was a quick observation chero isu patanga tichitarisa nhau zvechokwadi, you could just see kuti it was just a handful yemadzimai anga arimo. Saka mubvunzo unozouya ndewokuti anokoka ndiani, akoka sei, ashandisa kraiteria ipi kuti vanokodzera nevasingakodzeri ndevapi. Uye tiri kuti isusu panguva yacho iri kunzi ngatiuyei tese pamwe chete tichiita rebuild Zimbabwe, tichigadziridza nyaya dzeupfumi hwenyika, kana madzimai acho akasiyiwa from the onset zvakafanana nemurelay chokwadi, kana ukayera wangosara uchazovabata vaenda mberi. Nhunha dzedu dzagara dziripo namanje, chero tichiti tine constitution iri kutaura 50-50, kana tikangoera tatanga kusiyiwa pane ino nguva tinozopindawo papi?
Saka poitwa sei
madzimai ari kungochema nekungochema nenhau yokuti vari kukoka vacho, vari kukoka sei, uye vari kukoka ani, vachishaya kungotiwo rumu iite hafu madzimai hafu madzibaba.
Saka pogadziriswa sei apa, maicharamba? Pagadziriswa sei nekuti kana taona mutungamiri wenyika vachitaurawo zvavaonawo,
imi semadzimai izvi zvamuri kuita kuti murambe muchikuchidzirawo mamwe madzimai kuti vaonekwewo vachitora maspace vamataura?
Isusu tiri kutotarisira kuti pari zvino handiti ivo vamunangagwa vari kuita meet the people vachidialogu kwose kwose. Tariro yedu chaiyo chaiyo ndeyekuti pavari kuita meet the people vachiita interact madzimai constituency yavanotokoshesawo within that spectrum, because panzi tiri kusangana nemabusiness executives idi maamakazara varume tirikutaura kuti zviri kureva kuti madzimai hatina here mabusiness women. We have amazing business women in Zimbabwe. Titori nemasangano hobo anosimudzira nekukurudzira mabhizinisi emadzimai, mawomen led initiatives. Saka tiri kuti hezvo tasiwa pamukana unowanhasi taakutarisira taona president vachisangana nemayouth. Taane tariro yokuti president vachasanganawo nemadzimai, ende kana chiti madzimai tichitaura the different categories of women, women that are advocates, women that are in business, women that are able, that are opinion leaders. Saka isusu tiri kutoti tiri kufara kuti vari kuita this dialogue, asi ngai translate zvino to action in terms of implementation ye constitution yedu, zvikuru sei section 56 iri kutaura nhau dzegender parity. Hatisi kuzomirira zvedu kungoti tichati vachatishedza, asi tiri kutarisira nesuwo tichienda kwavari tiri kutarisirawo kuti naivowo vachitsvaga masystems avo avainawo in place to invite, to convene, to dialogue panenge panewo madzimai within that spectrum.
Asika vamwe vangabvunze maicharamba kuti imi madzimai mamboedza here kuvakoka, nekuti pane zvataona nhasi pachivhitivhiti vechidiki vanga vachitotaura kuti ivo vechidiki ndo vakakoka vamunangagwa kuti vauye kuzotaura navo. Utaona vachitaura navo nhasi vechidiki ava. Imi semadzimai muri kuungana here muchiti dai tambokokawo mutungamiri wenyika anzwewo nhuna dzedu?
Zvitori paurongwa hwedu izvozvo semadzimai, zvitoriwo paurongwa hwedu tichiti even mamwe mainterventions atiri kuona, tiri kuonawo first lady vachimhanya nekoko nokoko vachiedzawo kusimudzira the other social aspect, and we are saying she is an important stakeholder vanodawo kubatwa, but at the same time tinonida kuti titaure naivo vamunangagwa vachitinzwawo second kwavari kuita mapo akasiyana siyana muno muZimbabwe, nokuti the woman's voice counts. And we believe kuti process is as important as the outcome. Hazvizoti matiri maningi kuti tizoti zvakafamba sei zvikazobuda sei, nyamba takatogara takasara. Saka tinotofanira kunge tiri at the table dialoguing and putting across our concerns and indicating the issues that we are actually very much concerned about.
Aiwa, mombobata makadaro. Regai timbotora mumwe mutereri. Tiri kunzwa kuti Mukoma Bernard, kunyange zvedu tanga tichida madzimai, asi regai timbonzwa Mukoma Bernard kuti pane zvavanazvo tongovati de muchidimbu, nekuti tine madzimai akamirira kufonerwa vari kuti tivafonere. Mukoma Bernard, makadii? Ehe, mongoti de muchidimbu, nekuti nhasi chirongwa chemadzimai, asi tangotimbokupaiwo nguva. Hello. Zvabva zvaramba zvakona nganga.
Murapwa achidasi.
Mukoma vachikinyidzira vakakwana.
Vakakwana but zvazoramba
pekupedzira. PJ, tinenge tine problem pa Shona Facebook page, live stream yedu yadzima. Nguva yapfuura. Uyezve pane vanga vari kutonyora ipapa kuti panenge papindwa napongwe. Rigei tungovaveringa Gambia tiri vachunyi mupepswa. Arikuti hackers are trying by all means to disturb. Zvechokwadi zvazoitika yabva yadonha live feed. Joel Makotose hanzi tiri tese. Jonao Mazivana hanzi watching from Cape Town. Phyllis Gatsi hanzi listening tiri pajoza. Gladys Matongo arikuti I'm following. Blessing Onias Magan hanzi tiri po pajoza. Samuel Damisa Mpofu hanzi available but Mayeka zataurwa na mkoma Gambe. Ava ita, jaita. Life yudu nvayadona. Meno kundevele utimutiri live ire.
Ye, kukanya ngapa isi ndevele niloke sikona. E, umaki mteveta kwa lulu ujekeza. E, kwela mananzwa. E, uti nana watching. Mina inyise Jaws. I mean Jaws. Nomsa negefane is watching. Sims Nguwe uti watching you live from Mosel Bay, Western Cape, South Africa. Uti enavele kufuneka umama, abantu abalesihelo, not amadoda, amakovu, asebenza, ukuhlohla ezikhwameni zabo kuphela. Welcome Yvonne Nyati, uti ngilelalele, ngilapha eBotswana. Uhlalani Nsiza, uti hi, watching from Beitbridge. Ruben Ndlovu, uti sivele sihlala sisebenzelana labo, abasekhaya. Benza nganti ababoni wabe sebingelela na lo mzala wake mzala ushap angwazi ukuthi mzala ngupi lo hanzi usupporta uhlelo lawe kuchukuthi hanzi keep trying mzala where are you at work sawazi ke selisele
bear in mind kuzoba ngovanenge vachitaudzana ipapa pa live ida
Samuel Gelisiwe Ndlovu is watching. Ronica McPhee is watching from Georgia, Atlanta.
Let's also acknowledge some who are watching from the Studio 7 page. This is still live, but Shona page is not live. Yave Akata Gideon Ramaphosa is watching from South Africa. Joe Burke. Andrea Manyengaru. And on the other note, my sincere condolences on the passing of Roy Bennett and wife. We have not yet substantiated that news, but this is coming from one of our people that are on the live feed, Andrea Manyengaru. Michael Simbarashe Tewe, and watching Panopa Live Talk, Rusere Farai, watching from Botswana, Kanye, Richard Piri, and I figure that much well balanced. Thank you, Richard. Johnson Dubians watching from Josie. Brian is in Namwe, live from South Africa. So thank you all those varipano pa live feed, VOA Studio 7. Also those that were on the live feed, VOA Shona, we thank you. Although live feed, Yashua Kata. Ameno, anzi na mkuma panengi papinda mayekaz. Asitotsukera jetu pije, kwa nyari kanivedu. Vachiri popa pano pano pachirongwa chedu. Mnogo na mbotora victory soso inda kuna maicharamba.
Ye, nge ngangai kumatutu, wati nguseke abalaleli betu kuti lilike i-Facebook page yetu, ikasi letu ele VOA Ndebele, njalo liabele anelabanye, share with others kuti labo balike, uhlelo lwetu ganyele kasi letu, lingusa nelibe libanengi, ukuze lilalele uhlelo lwetu kakuhle, Ruben Ndlovu, hayi, siya kubona sibili, ukuthena nana lokho usisupporta njalo ululalele uhlelo lolo lokho uyibhala ku Facebook page yetu labo abalencingo zabo abafuna bathintwe ngocingo khathezi khona lingafaka njalo inombolo zenu ekhasini lethu khona lapha eLVOA Ndebele silithinte ngocingo wathi sibuyeleke ku Mathuthu Mathuthu wena ubona angani nguzaphumelela na phansi kombuso kaMnumzana Mnangagwa ukuthi abesifazane abakubhizimusi bangabuyela sibili ekhaya bayesungula amabhizimusi abo khona ngale
yazi kunzima ukuthi ngiqedike lokho kodwa engingakutho ukuthi loba kuzophumelela kusezothatha isikhathi eside kona nje njengoba yena iseke wanothiswa ukungabi khona kwabantu abasifazane abaningi kule isizwe ngabadelayo mhlawumbe sezotshintsha isitephu kodwa ukuthi ndakuzotshintsha kodwa kuzobathi isikhathi eside bazoba khona omama njengoba kunje lathi linje lisinikeza ithuba lokuthi sikhulume omama nabo kukhulunywe labo nabesabayo bangene la iqhuzeni ngokwakhe aku-accommodate mhlawumbe njengoba sinikeza ama-platform manje sokuzoba yi-chance yokuthi lathi singene sifike lapho kodwa kusezothatha isikhathi
Ye. Yena ekubuyeni kwakhe le South Africa like laba lethu bana lokuthi lina njengabembokodo ezimbokodo ukuthi likhulume la.
No, our marketing director nguye oathendileyo but akazange sithole ithuba lokuthi akhulume la but iathendile lathi meeting yabo business to pay ababeyizile lakhe Pretoria.
Yeah.
Ithuba lokuthi akhulume laye 1-on-1 akasalitholanga.
Yeah.
Mm. PJ rekati chivharisa timbotaura namai charamba. Mumbotisana nguro kuti mamwe mabusiness api ari kubatwa nemadzimai imomo munyika. Uyezve oh, I understand her phone just dropped, PJ. Today our phones are just not in a very good mood, but we want to thank all those that are actually live streaming with us. Like I said earlier on the Shona page, the live stream got cut somewhere halfway through. So we are no longer live streaming from there. So if you were on that page, we thank you and we hope that you continue to like the page and to share it.
Yeah. Mkutazo bani, elakwelelo kugcina amathuthu. Singakagqibi uhlelo lwethu ngoba sokusele imizuzu ngathi emihlanu kuphela. Mkutazo bani ukuze kuthuthukiswe umnotho wethu, kuthuthukiswe njalo abesifazane ukuze bangene labo ezikhundleni zamabhizimusi lasezikhundleni zombusazwe.
Okokuqala mina engikucelayo ukuthi ngizacela ukuthi abantu besifazana bangayidabi ipolitiki.
Yeah.
Inkinga yethu iqala kulapho ukuthi ukuze singabi baningi kucabinet le yabiyithathile ngaleso sikhathi ukuthi abantu besifazana balutshwane kupolitics and then baye balutshwane kupolitics kuzayenza ukuthi sibe balutshwane sinabantu besifazana kucabinet okuzokwenza ukuthi laba ngapha phansi lokho abalutshwane baphezulu abakuzamayo vele bazohlala betshwaye ukuthi bona balutshwane. So asiqaleni khona kwezombusazwe lapho njengabomama kunjeni sicwayisa iparlamente lelayo singomama then kuzoba lula ukuthi singenele ngezemabhizinisi sesicwayisa iparlamente sesikhona kupolitics.
PJ would like to just acknowledge some that are on the Studio 7 page, which is still live at this moment. Christine Zoe Dube is saying, I'm watching from Haroy on the hill. Thank you, Christine. Tulani Sekenyans watching from Bulawayo. Bekeleka Fortunate Morgan Anzi. Ameno language anyora panapa PJ cannot see. I don't know, but maybe you cannot. Lucia Stella Mabugu. Also, welcome and thank you for sharing the Studio 7 page and also liking the Studio 7 page. For those that were on the Shona page, sorry, live feed ya katika pakati. Asi tunokutenda itaona vajinji, vanga vachijanya button re rakanzi share, tunokutenda PJ.
Yeah, we logu tuna njalo. Nkutazo bani, kumangameli mnangaku, matutu.
Umangazeli Mnangagwa ukuthi ami elizini lakhe akhulume esenza engaphelele emlonyeni njalo omama ababhekelele next time icabinet cela ukuthi noma ngaba ngayi 50-50 kodwa kube yi-40-50 ukuze lakusize sisi siyamukelekile kwezokubusa kweZimbabwe
aqalisele kubandla lakhe leZANU-PF.
Yes, aqalisele khona kubandla lakhe leZANU-PF angithi vele lekho lapha asuka khona ukukhetha uba kupresidenti azakumele nje akhontesti ukuba kupresidenti iqala khona kubanje lakhe leZANU-PF akuqale phansi khona ngale kungabi ngomama abayi-3-4-5 abangena lapho ezikhundleni zeZANU-PF abaqale khona ngale babangene sombane ezikhundleni kwenze kungase kukhuphuka kusiza kwinational kubantwini bonke bahluke mama ezele bebaningi.
Ye hhayi mbongile kakhulu Mathuthu ngokusiphathisa kuhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje khathesi isikhathi sethu kasisavumi ngase siyaqhubekela phambili. Marvelous Mathuthu was encouraging women to step up.
Yes.
And get into politics.
Mm-hmm.
That way it will trickle down to other stakeholders like the business people, develop vendors into business people.
Yes, PJ, on that note, we want to thank our guest this evening, Debbie Peters. She's a businesswoman, entrepreneur, she said. She's a blogger, she's a writer, for having been one of our guests, Audrey Charamba, communications, gender and development specialist, for having contributed and, you know, giving us an insight. As Ms. Charamba said, she said the women organization are actually looking at engaging with the president to see whether they can get their share of the pie. And also, I think we can acknowledge Victress
Amatutu. She did contribute a lot, and we picked her thoughts, and she was really a great help in today's program.
Yes, PJ, on that exciting note, I think we're really coming to the end of our program, but we want to thank all those that were on our VOA Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. And please continue to like, share, and also continue to comment if you've got topics that you want us to discuss. Until next week, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Oselivalelisa okwamanje ngisithi asibeke ithuba elifanayo ngevikelizayo njalo liqhubekele phambili lisisekela ngupraxedes Jeremiah.